Hi, everybody. My name is Julia, and this is our Daily Breath. It's time to pause and take a moment for yourself. Connect to where you are and how you're feeling, and breathe through it. Let's get the day on track. Are you ready? Let's breathe. Hi, everybody. Welcome to our Daily Breath, and welcome to a new week. This week, we are going to continue our conversation. I mean, it's all a continued conversation, right? And last week we really focused on remembering the power, how much power feeling good provides you with, and how we are better able to accomplish our goals and to go after those goals and the things that we want when we feel good. We talked a lot about finding what feels good. We also talked about following what feels good and using our emotions and those feelings almost like the compass in your navigation system, if you will. So with all of that in mind, what I want to talk about this week is remembering who you are. Remembering who you are is going to give you an opportunity to feel better, to better feel good in each day and in each moment. Discovering who you are, or remembering who you are at your core, is what we're really talking about. Not just like, hey, who are you? I'm a mom, and I'm a this, and I'm a that, and here's my title, and here's how many kids I have, and we list, like, I don't mean who are you by your credentials, is I guess what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say, who are you at your core? Are you in tune with this, your soul self, and the person who you really are? And one of the things that Esther and Abraham Hicks say that I love is that you are the creator of your own experience. And I was kind of saying something along those lines a couple weeks ago, really, which was like, if you say that life sucks, not only are you right, but also you're saying that you suck because you are the creator of your own experience. You are the one living this life. This is your life. My life is my life. And so what I choose to do with it is what dictates whether or not it sucks, which means that I also have the power to change it. So that's what I mean when I'm talking about who you are. Who are you at your core? And do you know? So we're going to ask some questions while we breathe today. And I want you to note that you don't have to have the answers. It's just something to put out into the universe. And I really like the idea of you asking these questions and specifically not looking for an answer. Sometimes that answer will pop up unbeknownst to you, and that's cool. But let's not search for that answer. Open up, allow yourself to tune in and see what answers come. They may not come right now. They may not come today at all. And that's cool. But it's important to ask these questions because what it does is it kind of like starts the dialogue with you and source energy or spirit or the universe or God or whoever you're talking about. It expresses to you that these are things worth looking at. Remember, we're not trying to come up with an answer or trying to come from a judgmental place. This is about curiosity. So start to get curious with this conversation you're going to be having with the universe. Stay open to the responses that you get. With all of that said, let's breathe. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Let's do that again. Breathing in and all the way out. Really expand from the bottom of your belly and squeeze everything out. That's right. One more time. Breathing in and letting it all go. Good job. Let's go ahead and resume our normal breathing in and out through our nostrils. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. Now keep going. Keep paying attention to your breath, to your lungs, to the path from your nostrils to your lungs. Find a way to feel good. And as you continue to breathe, I'm going to ask you these soul questions. Again, not because I'm looking for an answer, simply because it's amazing to connect to yourself when you really know who you are. So repeat after me, in your mind or out loud, and ask yourself these questions. Who am I? Who am I? What do I want? What do I truly, truly want? And that can be material or spiritual. What do you want? What is my purpose? What am I here to do? What is my purpose? How can I help? Who can I help? But how can I help? And what is my meaningful contribution to this world and to the universe? What is that contribution for all? Keep breathing. Keep breathing, repeating breathing in and breathing out if you need. I love to use my breath as my anchor. My anchor is my breath on each inhale and exhale. That's a very relaxing one for me. When you're ready, go ahead and open your eyes. Again, don't rush to take off. Take a moment to feel how you feel right now in this moment. And allow the answers to some of those questions to come to you either throughout the day or throughout the week, month, year, however long it takes. It's not important. The universe doesn't have a timeline. But it's important to sit with these conversations and start that dialogue. Start to get curious with and alongside the universe. Get curious. The answers will come. Now go out there and kick some ass.